Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us your name, where you live, and what you do for a living.
Okay. So I'm Jesse Ansira III, Chief Marketing Officer at Ansira Salsa. Ansira Salsa is a family-owned and operated salsa brand out of Taylor, Texas, which is about 45 minutes northeast of Austin. We are a family brand, local. However, we are now in 500 plus stores across the country, namely one Central Market being one of our more prominent accounts. You can find us on walmart.com, kroger.com. And me personally, my background is more on the marketing consultancy side. I help grocers, retailers, food distributors save from overpaying inflated vendor costs by adding Ansira Salsa products to their sales pipeline. So that's awesome. A little bit of what I do.
Awesome. So what makes Ansira Salsa better than their competitors?
Yeah, so we get asked this question a lot, typically by retailers and sometimes just, you know, walk-up customers at pop-ups. So what's key is to differentiate yourself. So, you know, let's be honest, in Texas, salsa is very prominent. Tons of good salsas out there, you know. But see, what makes Ansira Salsa stand out from just, you know, a salsa on the corner, Ansira Salsa has transcended a mere commodity, has transcended a mere sold good, and has risen into a culture of its own. I think that's part one of how we've differentiated ourselves. We've also differentiated ourselves in the availability, omni-channel, multi-channel marketing. Our emphasis is priority one is marketing and branding. So, you know, if you go to our website at ansirasalsa.com, I think that will stand out typically from what you're used to seeing other salsa brands. As far as on the branding side, we have a lot of fun with that. And then another kind of more substantive way that we stand out is I would say our marketing approach is more customer-centric marketing. Now, what I mean by that is we are not making content for our customers. We are making content with our customers, and I believe that's way more powerful.
So, but what about, I guess, specifically the taste of it, or even, you know, health, sure. You know, if you could talk just more about that.
So on that end, I would classify, well, let me back it up just for a second. So a lot of nowadays, what you're seeing is you're seeing a lot of more novelty sauces that have that, you know, just super hot, kind of, you know, aggressive spice that burn. However, for us, ours is more of the Mexican traditional recipe, the salsa that you're going to find in Texas. It's my grandparents' recipe. So ours has that more robust flavor. So more robust, more dominant flavor. It's not super hot. However, we do have hot variations, but just to kind of give you perspective, several restaurants, barbecue joints, they use our salsa on the menu. So it is very welcoming to pair with foods outside of just chips, if that makes sense.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I can't handle super spicy salsa, but the fact that it's not that spicy, that's perfect for me.
Yeah, we do. Don't get me wrong. We have one or two options that are, you know, more on the spicy side. But our best seller is our green salsa. It's a tomatillo base. That's our number one seller on e-commerce or brick and mortar. So if you're new to our brand, I would strongly suggest trying out our green sauce first.
So how did the idea for this business come about?
So this is a family legacy. My grandparents, we're all from Taylor, Texas, right? So my grandparents started in the late 90s making salsa just kind of as a hobby. They would do civic festivals, local farmers markets, you know, a couple annual markets here and there at neighboring counties. Then about a decade later, my father, he kind of he saw the future. He saw kind of our potential in the brand, so he took it more seriously, took it to the next level, commercialized it around 2017, 18. And then 2019, I came on as chief marketing officer. So from 2019 to 2023, we've had about a 400% increase in just retail growth, market share, store count, just to use it simply, store count. So it's really me continuing my grandparents' legacy. They're well known in Taylor. So if you're in, Central Texas, you know about Aunt Sarah Salsa, you know about my grandparents. They're still around today, but as they got older, they obviously couldn't make thousands of jars of salsa, right? So, at the time that he commercialized, my father commercialized the business, turned it into an LLC, everything proper, buttoned up paperwork. We then commissioned a co-packer, South Austin. They still keep the integrity of the recipe, the same as the way my grandparents made it. However, they just have the ability to make it in a big volume, obviously, for more consumption. And there's no preservatives. So we try to keep everything the same fidelity as it was in 1999. You know what I mean? We want to keep the legacy as true as possible. So Texas everything.
Awesome. So what was the biggest challenge you faced joining the company? Because I feel like, joining a family business is not always easy. So yeah, what were some of the challenges that you faced joining the team?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges was after we caught some wind in 2019, 2020, and then we partnered with a 3PL kind of around this area. Unfortunately, we had a bad experience with them. It was really due on their customer service side. I think they had a ton of kind of, whale clients, right? We were super niche at the time, a very boutique, small. So, respectfully, we didn't get priority. I have to deal with that. We accept it. It's fine. I get it. However, it kind of got to the point where it's like, man, you've got to respond to your clients, or else I don't know what else you want. So we faced some communication issues with them. There was even a point to where we had one of our first launches in retail, and we needed to get our product out of their warehouse, to get it ready for the 18-wheelers to come pick it up to send it up across the country. And they were kind of blocking that. It was very unfortunate. I'm not gonna diss them or name their company or nothing like that. Sometimes in business you just have to learn. But that was definitely the most memorable challenge that I have faced in this enterprise, for sure.
Great. So I'm a fan of spicy sauces. So yeah, I believe I must love your spicy sauces. And I'm not sure if your sauces will be giving a look of like mouth-watering look.
Okay. Yeah.
So again, okay, I just wanted to ask you, in your business, like what is the role of technology at this time? How you are utilizing the technology for your business?
Yeah, so right now we're using Shopify. Been pretty happy with that. I guess my favorite things about Shopify would be the plugins, the integrations, allowing for those apps to work. Whereas, on another hosting site, you may not have that versatility that you need or that dynamism. I like the built-in marketing applications, sending out mass emails. And then, inventory count, that's pretty basic, pretty simple. But as far as that, I wouldn't say we have anything super sophisticated that anyone else is not using at the moment. Basically, Shopify has everything sort of tucked in, as I would call it, at the moment.
Great. And how do you track the effectiveness of technology in your business?
So I have a web consultant. Her name's Emily. So she does a lot of behind the scenes work, stock inventory, adding new SKUs up there. So I'm more of on the client facing, retail facing, social media facing aspect. So I sort of outsource a lot of that back end function to her. However, we do We are partnered with another entity. They're out of New York, I believe upstate New York. And their software deals more with sort of those bigger third-party e-commerce accounts. I have seen it's pretty sophisticated on their end.
Okay, so you said you are handling the social media. So how you are handling it, and what do you think if there's any desired thing, like if I can handle these things like this, it could be an awesome thing for me or not? Like there's a possibility that it is going really cool experience for you.
Yeah, can you help me one more time, kind of hone in on that question?
Yeah. In fact, I'm just asking, like
Yeah.
you said you are handling the social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you facing any problem while you are handling the social media? Are you think like there is something that is very time consuming while you are handling the social media?
For instance, TikTok, that's not. That's not my favorite app. My favorite app is Twitter, just personally. That's kind of just how I'm natural Twitter person. But the TikTok definitely need more outsourcing of that. Open to some influencer partnerships for sure. That would help. I like all the organic side of social, so that's what I excel about. Excel around about as far as the native marketing side. However, if we're talking paid, I have two different entities that handle the paid side. They sort of run ads in the background, whether we're targeting this one new launch of this retailer over here in this locality or this retailer in this state. Those people will sort of handle that for me. But we could always use room for more branded partnerships, more branded collaborations, definitely.
What is the role of artificial intelligence in your business?
Okay, that's a fun question. That's pretty cool. So, as everyone else is using ChatGPT, using some of those prompts, kind of more so for SOPs, and kind of refining email templates. Using that in the beginning days when I first stumbled upon ChatGPT, I would try to use it for copywriting. However, I have not found that it's polished enough the way I would like it. So I'm not just one of those copy and paste type person. I'm gonna massage it out or take maybe excerpts here and there, but more so just basic research. I'll be on two sites, one ChatGPT, and then another that I really like is Find, Phind. That's a great query site. So if I have any kind of more bigger sort of legal based questions, I want to learn more about exit agreements. I want to learn more about, protection clauses and stuff like that for the future for myself and our business, right? I will just go dive in on ChatGPT or Find. And sort of do those kind of, basic research skills. Like, all right, let me learn more about this. Find a blog here. Like, okay, this dude's on LinkedIn. He's pretty esteemed. I like his stuff. So, definitely using AI. Not really on the automations part as much as we could in the future for sure. But definitely have the there is a lure behind it that I really like.
Awesome. So you mentioned earlier that your brand is in the central market. So obviously, that's a very big accomplishment. I got to live in Texas too. So I shop at Central Market. So what was that process like to get into stores there?
Yeah, so that was a fun process. So here's the thing, I will let other, food brand sort of people know that are tuning into your podcast and your content, right? So the thing about retail, it has a longer sales cycle than other industries. For instance, you're doing solar, what there's a few week lead time, sales process can close in one or two emails, two, three phone calls, other adjacent industries might have a way shorter sales cycle. This one, for instance, had a longer, their months of sales cycle. So what happened was we have one food distributor, they're a specialty food distributor. They had a trade show It was like a holiday trade show. It was actually in your area in Fort Worth about a year ago. So they invited us and said, hey, you know, kind of come out, do a pop-up. We're having a huge display of hundreds of vendors, right? And it's kind of just go up there, bring your product, showcase, right? Showcase what you've got and, you know, see if you can talk to some buyers and, you know, they like you and they like you, you know, if they don't, you know, keep trying. So we did that pretty successfully. We had great reception in Fort Worth at one of the huge trade shows. I got to talk one-on-one with not only buyers, but floor managers, sales staff, kind of tell them like how we did in the intro of this call. Hey, this is what makes our brand stand out. Yes, I'm well aware you've got over 20, 30 hot sauces. You know, take a look at ours. This is what people have been liking in Texas. This is what people, this is how we've differentiated ourselves, you know, check it out, sample it. So they're like, okay, at the end of that, they're like, okay, you had a great performance, great reception. We'll be in contact with you. So then about a couple months later, one of the buyers on the distributor side contacted me and my broker, and they're like, hey, they like y'all. They like Ancira Salsa. Give us a couple more months because we have to do, you know, our calendaring. We've got to fit you in. There's shelf cycles and all of that. So I just want people out there to know that, hey, you know, you can do it. You can launch, join retail. Just don't think that it's going to happen in 4 weeks, right? Give yourself, be patient about it. There's time. And also on their end, you know, the big retailers, merchants, they're not necessarily ignoring you. They have very tight calendaring schedules that are usually done a year in advance. So there are these big review cycles and category submission cycles that they have to adhere to. So they may enjoy your product sample that you sent them in February, but realistically, you may not get in until October. So just keep those things in mind. It's longer sales cycle, but yeah, that's sort of the process of how that went.
So what are your goals in next goals in terms of top priorities in next 3 to 6 months?
So one is the launch of our more lifestyle apparel line under Ancira Salsa. So as you see my cap, this is our Ancira Salsa Fort Worth Stockyards Edition cap, right? You've got the leather, the rusted look. We will be launching and dropping more products on AnsiraSalsa.com that are more lifestyle. More thought has been put into the design aspects of the clothing and apparel. So that's one, more of the lifestyle apparel. Then aside from that, I'm leaning more into being open, as we talk about, more brand collaborations, brand partnerships. So if you go to a website, let's say you go to Wrangler, right? Wrangler.com or Lou Casey, they're a famous boot maker, right? Top of the line, best of the best. You go to LouCasey.com, they have a tab that says collaborations. Under that tab are the archived collaborations. So leaning into something like that where we partner up with, you know, Texas brands for sure, but also even out-of-state brands that really share similar values and do more interesting dynamic collaborations with them. So with brands, singular people, you know, whether that's celebrity, Hollywood, media. So that's kind of the second step. Third step, you know, we're still going to keep it pushing with traditional retail launches. There's a few wholesale accounts, retail accounts that I've got my eye on that I'm working behind the scenes, try to get launched in those. And, you know, you just got to keep going. Can't stop. So more growth, more wholesale accounts. So if you are a wholesaler, a reseller, definitely get in contact with me on either LinkedIn or AnsiraSalsa.com. We are accepting new wholesale accounts right now. But yeah, those are some of the things, kind of the bigger picture things that we've got our eye on in the next 6 to 12 months.
Awesome. So what would you say is the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you joined this company?
Okay. Again, and more in the retail sphere, being more savvy on the payment terms negotiations, right? Because when you're a vendor and you're new and you just want to join store A, B, and C, right? You're like, okay, cool. This store from Oklahoma, they love your products. They want you in the store, right? And you're very eager. It's good to kind of take a step back from that eagerness, have fun in the win, embrace the win, right? The victory, but collect yourself and then kind of get more serious and say, okay, I like this store, I like this retailer, I'm down with it. However, we need to really talk about the payment terms, payment agreements. What is it? A net 60, a net 90. And for some people out there, you may think that's super basic, that's super step one. But when you're in the midst of it all and you're just going and you're just kind of freestyling and things are just coming in, you've got that momentum behind you, as we did. It's always good to kind of just slow down for a second, collect yourself, and really be firm, and have some poise in your payment structure. Talk to your AP people, talk to your AR people. Hey, look, I'm a marketer, branding guy, top. That's my number one skill: communication, presentation, accounting, AR, AP. It's not fun for me, so I have to outsource those things. But be cognizant of those things. So that would be the number one advice I'd give to myself or any other entrepreneur out there in my industry or any adjacent industry.
Makes sense. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
Okay, so we're in about 500 plus stores, give or take, right now. I'd say probably in a year we'll hit that 720 mark. That may even be a little low, excuse me. And in a year, I want more people to see Ancira Salsa in more prominent sponsorships. So we're talking, NASCAR. We're talking in Austin, Austin FC. I want to see a banner of Ancira Salsa out there or something like that. It doesn't have to be specifically that team or that club, right? But that's kind of just the level that I'm thinking of. Okay, in the future we need to reach higher levels like that. We're doing well on the e-commerce side, doing okay in the retail side. Now let's really get the brand and overlay the brand on the world so everyone can enjoy it, right? Not just Texans, not just people in Austin, and really embark on that nearly world famous tagline of that's our tagline, nearly world famous.
Awesome. So, do you mind sharing your website and social media handle? Because somebody wanted to find and see your salt. So, what's the best way for them to find your brand?
Yeah. So the best way to find it is ancirasalsa.com. And then on Instagram, you can type in Ancira Salsa, but you can also type in Ancira Hot Sauce. That's what it was in the 90s. So, anyways, you can find it on AnciraSalsa.com. That's the number one location if you want to sort of just look at our brand. We've got commercials on there. One of our viral commercials of my buddy, he's got an old school pickup truck. Go check out that one. It's only like 30 seconds, won't take you long. If you go to our about section, you've got the actual brand story, so more narrative of my grandparents speaking. And a quick shout out to my videographer Ben in Austin. We just won a 2023 Telly Award, which is, if you're in Hollywood media, television, publication, you're kind of familiar with the telly and that body. Our Ancira Salsa brand story won a telly this year. So there's a blog on that at ancirasalsa.com. You can check it out. But yeah, and like I said, if you're on our website today or you're on our Instagram, definitely try the green salsa and try what's called our six-pack salsa. So the six-pack, don't let the name confuse you. It's got six different peppers. It's a more robust blend. It's different than traditional salsas, right? We have traditionals on there like the hot, the classic habanero, but the six pack is more artisanal, right? This is what several barbecue restaurants in Texas they use on their menu if they're marinating, some pork chops, some pork ribs. They're gonna smother a jar of six pack on there, let take flame to it, and then serve it to their customers. It's a sauce that you really want to cook with. And like I said, it's very different than any sauce that you're going to sort of pick up from the gas station or your local supermarket. So try either of those two. Definitely.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. Hopefully we can chat again in 1 year from now as you guys keep growing and are in more stores. And yeah, we're definitely very excited for you as well.
Hey, I want to thank y'all for having us on today. I appreciate y'all very much.
Thank you. Likewise.
Well, nice to have you.
Thanks.
We'll try your sauces.
Oh, yeah. Bye. Thanks. Yes,
right,
sir.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.